Anger and frustration laid the foundation Friday as more than 1,000 Newark residents crowded into a downtown community center program hosted by the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. Southward Councilman Ras Baraka voiced his outrage for the lack of support and concern coming from certain segments of the community.
In school this morning, we took a kid out of there who was high off of Percocet and promethazine. No food, no breakfast. Our kids are medicating themselves because they'd rather be high than deal with the hypocrisy that is going on in this city and this community. You got all of this power in your hand, and you refuse to do anything for the people of this town. Right. As long as you can walk around here with your fancy suits while our children are dying on the streets, they can go to the local bodega on the corner and get some drugs. Put it in their juice, then sip it on the way to school and get high before a second period ever hits.
Donna Jackson, founder of Take Back Our Streets, has a reputation for taking no prisoners. Facing a congressman, four council members, as Mayor Hollywood Booker, as she nicknamed him, was characteristically absent, and the host of the Kiss FM radio open line show, who had been invited to moderate the panels, she gave him a piece of the community's mind.
You came because Kiss is here. We've been putting the call out for 5 years. Y'all sat back and let this happen. 25 schools gonna be closed in North New Jersey, and you let this boy walk in here and destroy our city. It's called pressure. Who gonna make it off of $488 a month with three kids? Nobody in this room.
Congressman Donald Payne tried to explain the lack of funding for social and job programs.
Christie's cut money from Abbott. He's cut money from the city budget. The fact that you got the Tea Party people in there, that their whole program is to reduce spending, there isn't going to be a whole lot of new money.
But beyond the finger pointing, the economic downturn has devastated Newark perhaps more than any New Jersey town except Camden. According to statistics, Newark's poverty level is 4.5 times the state average. The summer of 2010 saw the highest number of murders in 20 years, and the rate of young black men and women being incarcerated has remained high. Despite the lack of adequate funding, Stacey Anderson started In My Sister's House, a center transitioning young women released from prison to society.
Through my experience also as being a drug and alcohol counselor and working with the women, I find that when they have a safe haven to go to and they have other women dedicated to uplifting them, that we can help them to stop going back into the prison systems. A lot of our women are going to prison now because of using drugs and domestic violence. And we as sisters need to reach out to other sisters.
But there was little doubt for everyone in attendance that it makes more sense to address the needs of inner city youth before they are driven to crime and end up in prison or dead on the sidewalk. The lost generation of Newark was not there on Friday to hear Reverend Al Sharpton's galvanizing words.
I'm hearing people with great programs. Why can't they be funded? We can build sports places, but got no money for housing and jobs. Our kids are outside dying. The police ain't gonna save them. We got to save our kids ourselves. They are our children.
For the WBI Sunday News in Newark, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.